This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Everything was building up and everything. I was having to try to ship people here and there and everything else. And, finally we're back where we're supposed to be. Once again on the lush surface of Planet Rick with our tour guide, Rick Ector. How are you, sir?
Hey, man, I am great. You know, beautiful. Well, I can't even say that. I was going to say a beautiful day, man, but it's just rain and dreary and wet, man. It's okay, man. It's a great day to be alive, man. It's a great day to be with you, Mr. Bill Frady.
It's a great day to be bald.
Yeah, man. Did you see the pictures?
I did. I did see the pictures. Yes, I did.
Man, I have been looking back at you and my fellow other bald friends, man, with a little bit of envy because it takes a certain bit of nerve to, like, be so bold as to go out into polite society, like, bald with your head, you know? And, and it's very liberating, man. And, I actually like it. I think it's cool. And you know what? I was talking with a lot of people. They say, yeah, it's cool, man. And then a couple of people said, you know what? What's really cool about it is that you seem to have a head for it, right? You just, apparently, everyone doesn't have an appropriate head to be bald.
Well, that's true. There are some that shouldn't. But at the same time, I'm lucky to have, and what we're talking about is guys that have dents in their head or something like that. I mean, that just looks sort of, it's sort of attention grabbing.
Yeah. So I've been doing it, man. But you know, the thing is, and I'm just now at the point now in my state of being bald is that I have to find an easy, safe way with maintaining it. I can't go to the barber shop like every 3 days, man. I have to figure out an easy way of maintaining it.
You need to go get a Gillette Mach razor, okay? And in the beginning, very little shaving cream because you want to feel how many times you're going over the same spot on your head. You don't want to go to the same spot over and over and over and over and over again because you'd be looking at that going, wow, that stubble coming off my head looks a lot like my scalp.
It might actually be, huh?
Yeah. So you want to, just get the right razor and don't get any of these razors that they say are designed for men that are shaving their heads. Because you're gonna take a piece of flesh off your head, and there's nothing that bleeds like a shaved head that has a piece of flesh missing. So if they got wheels or something on it, don't buy it.
Man, you know what? There is a market out there for these shavers. Like, you know, it's like a handheld device, and it's got like multiple circular sets of blades on it, man, and It's a thing. I did not know that it was a thing. So I think I'm going to go with this. But, you know, I never knew that it was so much work, man.
Well, it, you know, after a while, the hard part is to remember that what you don't see will be seen. And especially, like, for me, I tan really easily and all of my hair is gray.
Right.
You're a fine black gentleman, and most of your hair is gray. So if we miss a streak, it's going to look like we're making a fashion statement.
Well, let me tell you, man, it's been liberating, and I was worried about how it was going to look, you know. But you know what? I'm glad I did it. And I'm just looking down the road trying to see how much time and effort it's going to take to maintain it. But, hey, it's a great adventure, and I'm boldly taking it one step, one day at a time.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's a guy with a bald head, especially a firearms instructor. Now, what is a firearms instructor? What is a guy who carries a gun? What kind of a proclamation is he making? Okay, society, I'm going to take care of the initial bad stuff that happens to me. I'm not going to rely on somebody else to do it for me. I know the phone number, but I'm going to call that after I've taken care of business. And getting at that kind of self-confidence, that just doesn't, you know. What's the percentage in Detroit of people that have concealed carry licenses? Do you know what it is? I mean, it's probably not half.
I wouldn't say, you know, like the general adult age population that have concealed carry licenses. Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's half. But, you know, the thing I like about it is that there's enough of us where it's a realistic possibility for bad guys that who have larceny in their heart, man. It's enough of us to make them think twice.
Yeah, so that saying that, though, it doesn't surprise me that you're shaving your head, though. That doesn't surprise me. As a matter of fact, I expect Danny Kay and Will Luker and all the rest of those guys to be shaving their head any day now.
Who knows? Maybe I'll be the guy who's actually the
Pied Piper.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, but I never envisioned I would take the step forward and do that, but I went to my barber, man, and I sat in the chair. And he said, so the usual. And I said, no. I said, look, take it all off. He said, you want to, you know, just a little? I said, man, take it all off. And he said, are you sure? I said, go for it. And there was this glint of excitement that seemed to manifest itself in his eyes, man, because he's a bald guy. He, my barber is bald. And he was like, okay, all right. And it was quite the experience, man. And I've got nothing but positive feedback from people. If I want to keep it up, man, it's just that it's not as maintenance-free as I thought before, because it's going to take a certain amount of dedication to keep it up.
Yeah, well, it'll just become part of your routine.
Yeah.
That's all. I'll tell you the one thing that's going to bug you, though. Or at least it did it with me. When I had hair, I could wear a ball cap all day long. And now, unless it's really, really cold, I cannot wear a ball cap anymore.
Well, you know what? I actually wear a baseball cap, man. But
I know.
I've gotten such cool feedback that I don't want to wear a ball cap.
There you go. Why cover the beauty? Why cover the beauty? Why would you do that? Most people, I wore a ball cap in lieu of having a toupee. Anyway, tell everybody how to find you. We're heading into the first break.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit.com, Detroit CCW, and of course, I can be seen here on Planet Rick on Bill Frady, Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a stroll around Planet Rick, see what Mr. Ector has in mind. This is Lock and Load. In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com. What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick. And what are we talking about this week, sir?
Hey, man, you know what? Two things jumped right out at me as I was contemplating what we were going to talk about today, man. This segment, I want to focus on yet again additional calls for gun control, and of course this is being spurred from the president, who made his address to Congress 2 days ago. And on the segment after that, man, I want to talk about what they're doing in New York State, man.
Okay.
There's a another fight brewing before the Supreme Court of the United States on the gun question.
Gotcha. Okay. So,
as it relates to the first topic, man, for this segment, you know, again, you know, we find ourselves at this place, this juncture where, again, we are faced with having to take another stand against potential gun control, right? You know, and of all the topics and justifications that they mentioned, or shall I say the president mentioned a couple of nights ago, there was a justification that I had not considered and or heard from, man. And actually, it caused me to look around and ask people, have they heard of this? Are you familiar with the boyfriend loophole?
I've heard them talk about it. I'm not familiar with anything that's ever been designed where they were out there going, well, in this new legislation we've drafted, we also have built into it the boyfriend loophole. You know, I'm sure there's something out there that, is it because they have to have some sort of due process with this?
Yeah. There's due process, man, you know, and look, man, I am a huge supporter of due process. And believe it or not, there might be some listeners out there who might be curious as to what it means to due process. In a nutshell, you should not be punished before you have at least been made aware of the allegations before you and before you've had an opportunity to prepare a defense and to be found guilty of some infraction before they actually start talking about punishing you, man. You know, it's like I'm listening to this boyfriend loophole, and man, it's just taking me aback that, you know, yet again, it's another front on the so-called war against masculinity. But yeah, there's now an official phrase for it, man, and it was really new to me. I had never heard of the boyfriend loophole before.
Boyfriend loophole, yeah.
So, yes, we were introduced, well, at least I was introduced to this new term. But, you know, if you saw the president's address, by the way, did you tune in?
I don't watch TV. I'm definitely not going to watch Asterisk. I'll probably, you know, one of my problems, I have a big problem with politicians getting on TV anyway, even the ones that are supposed to be on my side. Because you've seen it before where, like, you know, they keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Like, if you tell the same thing over and go over again, eventually the light's going to go off in our head and we're going to go, oh, yeah, I get it. So,
yeah. The power of repetition.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, for those of us who are new to this particular term that they threw out, it was actually the first time I heard of it, but if you actually happen to tune in, there was a, I don't know, about a 10-minute stretch, 10-minute span during his address two nights ago, where, of course, he continued his diatribe against guns and gun rights and those people who are, you know, so emboldened to exercise their constitutional right, man. So you know what all the talking points were, right? If you were an anti-gun president who wanted to rail against gun rights, what gun, pro-gun positions or pro-gun our platform would you attack? I mean, it's like bingo. Just run them off. What are the areas of attack if you're against gun rights?
Well, all guns must have a background check. All gun purchases,
yes,
excuse me.
They want universal background check. Yes.
Yep.
You got one.
Yeah, and if you there is a gun show loophole, so we got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Assault weapons are bad.
You mentioned gun show loophole. Yes, what's the other one?
Assault weapons are bad. They're the weapon of choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once we figure out what those are, right? Everything
right.
Other than a revolver, you know, is an assault weapon. Okay. Well, come on. Bingo. Let's get it.
Let me think. Ghost guns. We can't have ghost guns.
Ghost guns.
Yeah.
This is the newest one. This is the latest one. What is a ghost gun, Bill?
I guess it's a gun that has died and come back. No, it's a gun that has been manufactured, and it was done by an in-home hobbyist that doesn't have a manufacturer's license, and it doesn't have to have a serial number by law.
No, it's perfectly legal. It's always been legal. It's just... you know, the state of technology, man. You know, more people are capable of doing it. Yes. Okay. Let's move on from ghost guns. What are some other legs of his anti-gun platform? Because he mentioned them all. Come on. Areas of attack? Come on.
Some areas of attack. Well, I'm sure that. Well, we got to get rid of the Charleston loophole, don't we?
Okay, and for the uninitiated, what is the Charleston loophole?
Well, it's the one that was part of the 3-day wait period that was by law in 1994 that they actually wrote into the background check law. We're coming up on the next break. Real quick, tell everybody how to find you. We'll pick this up on the other side.
I am Rick Ector, legallyarmedindetroit.com. I am America's foremost leader of free firearms training for women. This year, in 2 days, in 1 weekend, we're going to train 4,000 women how to handle, load, and discharge a handgun in August. Follow us.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president also saying he aims to see 70% of adult Americans with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July holiday. California Governor Gavin Newsom is kicking off efforts to defeat the recall campaign against him. Speaking at a press conference with the Firefighters Union, Newsom saying California cannot afford to waste hundreds of millions of dollars in what he called a partisan power grab to unseat him from office. Republican challengers Caitlyn Jenner and John Cox have launched ad campaigns today designed to generate support for their efforts to win an election that's expected this fall. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 19 points to close at 34,133. USA Radio News. The FBI is searching for answers after an incident outside the CIA headquarters on Monday.
An armed intruder was shot Monday evening trying to drive through the front gate at the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by armed guards at the gates and then refused to move. After a standoff, the suspect exited his car with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized, though the extent of his injuries was not known. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is testifying in a virtual House budget hearing today. He says his office will be guided by the rule of law.
We are united by our commitment to protecting our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Garland saying his department is asking for more money to boost the enforcement of civil rights.
The Civil Rights Division's work remains vital to addressing unlawful discrimination and bias. Our budget seeks to increase the department's civil rights funding by $33 million.
This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick. And when you were asking me what else, were you looking for red flag laws as well? Is that what you were looking for?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. You know, it's like playing bingo, and you pull out your card with all of these, these anti-gun freedoms, man, and you literally could, you know what, hopefully no one will steal this from me, but you could actually put together an anti-gun bingo card. And every time there's a Democrat or anti-gun, anti-freedom person pushing anti-gun laws, we could actually play a game and somehow network online. And, you know, we all can, like, circle the grid bar, the grid area on our card and say, yeah, man, they covered them all. But, yeah, you know, alphabet soup is par for the course, man, but I had an idea that he was going to run through all of those talking points, but you know what? I had to see it for myself, and it's more of the same. But
it's sort of you know, all the talk about it has sort of died down.
I don't know. I don't get that perception. I don't. I mean, I think what they may still be finding is that, believe it or not, there's still quite a percentage of so-called liberals, progressive, or however they self-identify. They like guns too, man.
Well, I don't look at anybody on the and let me explain my thought process, if I may.
Sure.
A liberal is for liberty. So when they get out there and say the liberal agenda, this is a Jedi mind trick they're trying to play that a lot of people fall for, where they get out there and say, well, it must be for... They're not out there going, well, liberal stands for liberty, so they must be for me. They're not doing that, but they use that. They play with the language. Just like calling themselves a liberal, to me, is the same thing as calling something an assault weapon.
Yeah, man, but it's only when you get to the brass tacks and looking down in the thick of the weeds that an assault weapon basically turns out to be anything more complicated than a revolver.
An assault weapon can be a mailbox. I can pull your mailbox out of the ground and beat you with it. And in that particular crime, the assault weapon was the mailbox.
Well, see, there you go, man. If you actually look at the statistics that the government produces every year, man, you'll find that many people are harmed with bare hands, knives, or blunt objects such as rocks, man. But, you know, yet and still, they're fixated on rifles. And, yeah, it's just par for the course of how they play with language. But moving on to our next talking point for the show today, man. The Supreme Court, man, they will be hearing arguments soon for a decision to be reached some point next year as to whether we have an individual right to self-defense outside of the home, right? Because now this whole issue of the battle for gun rights, at least the way the Supreme Court sees it, is do we have the right to carry guns in polite society, man? Have you followed that recent agreement, if you will, to hear the case before the Supreme Court?
I've been watching what Cuomo has to say about it, because if there's ever been a insufferable individual, it would be Andrew Cuomo. And I've noticed he's been saying some stuff about it, so I've been paying attention to that. The Supreme Court's got a long way to go to catch any credibility with me. I was pensively optimistic when Trump appointed three of these guys to the court, and then when I saw what happened with the election, when Texas went after Pennsylvania, and they said, "Well, you don't have standing," they're the only ones that actually did. And I believe that they were intimidated into not taking the case. So they've got a long way to go. If they do something and it's good, well, great. That's actually what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be interpreting the Constitution and making sure that it applies to all the laws and declaring the ones that are constitutional good and the ones that are not constitutional void. That's what they're supposed to be doing. They're not supposed to have book deals, and they're not supposed to have interviews and all this other stuff. They're just supposed to be out there minding the store.
Oh yeah, minding the store. You know, there was this implied argument, in my personal opinion, that when the president, he made an announcement maybe a couple of weeks ago, he wants to all of a sudden now study whether there would be some potential benefit to expanding the number of people who actually sit on the Supreme Court. Why in the world do you think that he would want to study whether we should have more than 9 justices on the Supreme Court? Why in the world would he want to do such a thing?
Well, because in the leftist world, okay, they want all the parts of government, all the three branches of government, to be like the House, where it's just a simple majority rules. They want the Senate to be that way. That's why they keep saying we need to get rid of the filibuster. And they want to do this with the Supreme Court because you know, instead of saying, well, you can only, it's not a lifetime appointment, that would do something. But instead of doing that, they want to pack it and, you know, pack it a certain way and make sure it goes a certain direction. And that's very transparent. I get why you're doing it. So they want this always to be socialist land.
Well, they want permanent rule, man. You know? And, you know, I'll say one thing. I definitely admire their naked chutzpah, man. Their nerve, the gall that they actually have, man. And you know what? I will say this about them. They are, at this point, very transparent about their power grab, man. And,
yep.
You know, we've always talked about it year after year after year after year, but they've never been so brazen and bold about it before. But, you know, hopefully now, people will actually cast a critical eye and say, okay, look, I can see this for what it actually is. You know, I was watching a news report, Tom King out of New York, you know, where he's with the New York gun rights group out there, man, and they are actually the petitioners for the Supreme Court case, man, and, you know, basically, you know, in a nutshell, we have a right to carry a gun, and we're looking for some concurrence from the Supreme Court that, you know what, not only do we have a right to have a gun in our homes, man, we have a right to carry a gun outside of our home. And you know what? Most ostensibly, it's for personal protection and self-defense. And as a person who was literally robbed outside of his home, I definitely have some affinity for that viewpoint, man. But
let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the next break. We're on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was about to say, wow, I almost sound normal. Then I started listening to what I was just saying, and now I just want to go back in and cry somewhere. Anyway, joining us again is from Planet Rick is Rick Ector. How do you want to finish this up there?
Oh, man, you know what? I just want to finish up this last segment, man, because, you know, I am a very fervent and ardent supporter of gun rights from the, I tell you, my moment when this thing really hit home for me, of course, robbed in my own driveway coming home from work, and two very bad, evil people happened to rob me, like in front of my home, you know, and I've been an ardent supporter of gun rights ever since, and you know what? I am very much in support of being able to carry a firearm, a handgun, anywhere that I may legally be. And so, yeah, man, I'm very optimistic, cautiously optimistic about the Supreme Court taking on yet another gun case, which, you know, for all pretenses and purposes, man, that will be significant. I'm looking for it to add on to the victories that we achieved in the Heller decision, in the McDonald decision. And once and for all, hopefully we can put this issue to bed. You know, here as I look out in Metro Detroit, man, our crime is out of control, especially during this pandemic that we've been enduring for better than a year now. You know, I would tell you, man, hands down, I believe we have best police chief in the country with regards to being pro-freedom and pro-gun rights. But even still, man, crime, due to all of the issues that we are facing right now, is out of control. And just looking at the nightly newscast, reading the newspaper on the internet, because, you know, $3 for a daily newspaper is outrageous. But, you know what? Gun rights, man. We still need to fight for this thing every single day. And, man, like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic about the Supreme Court. You know, we still have a majority there, man, and I look forward to them doing the right thing. We just have to hold out and wait a year for them to come through with their findings and with their final say on the issue right now.
I'll ride with that one. I don't mind riding with that one. That was cool. I can handle that. I just, I've never been, I've always been suspect of a system where states can do whatever they want, the feds can do whatever they want, and we're going to leave it to 9 old people, and it doesn't matter their gender or race, we're going to leave it to 9 old people who couldn't normally get a job as a greeter at their age now at Walmart,
right?
And they're going to be the ones that are going to, we're going to let them be the final arbiters in that.
Well, I mean, they're not the final arbiter in that. I mean, you know, they're probably the last leg of what we're hoping will be the solution that the founders had in mind, man. But, yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic that they will do the right thing, man. And you know what? The idea that the government is responsible for your safety and to protect you, you know, that falls on deaf ears when I hear that argument, because they weren't anywhere around when I was literally being robbed in my driveway. They're not patrolling and controlling the crime in my city, which if you look at the daily newscast and the daily paper that comes out on the internet, we're awash in crime right now, man. And, it's not pretty. And, no one, you know, really cares. So it's your individual job to make sure that you, your family, and your household is safe. And I'm okay with that responsibility. I am.
Well, see, that's because you're a bald guy.
Man, let me tell you, I am really digging the freedom of being bald, man. And I'm going to get me one of these freedom razors I've been hearing about, and I'm going to embrace this daily routine of keeping my head smooth and clean, man. I look forward to it. And I don't know, maybe like Telly Savalas, for the older people in the crowd who listen to this show, maybe I'll do the lollipop thing and tell everyone.
No. You don't have to be Telly Savalas. You can be Rick Ector. Telly Savalas, yes, he was, him and Yul Brynner, they were pioneers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. But they're dead.
Right.
And, you know, it's great to have people that came before us, but it's really great to be the ones that perpetuate.
I know, man. And, the fellow bald heads in my, friends list and social media, man, they're like, hey, man, finally. Welcome to the club, finally. But you know what? It's not like I was chased into it, like I was starting to, you know, have my hairline receded, man. I was just like looking for something different.
Yeah. Well, when I did it, it wasn't like I was looking for something different. I just had no other options. I was picking up my son at school, and I went into a restroom, and in the restroom they had a light bulb behind me as I looked in the mirror at where I was washing my hands.
Right.
And the light bulb was exactly as high as my scalp.
Okay.
And I could see all the way through the hair that I thought was on top of my head. There was, it was very faintly outlined. And I looked at that and I was like, you have got to. And then right after I did that, I went to the front of the store. And they had one of those surveillance cameras that was coming down from behind me and above. and I had a bald spot on the top of my head that a bunch of paratroopers could have landed on.
So for you, it was what? What was?
It was my only option. It was my only option. I am not going to have a ring of hair. I'm not going to have a halo of hair around my head. I'll be bald, or you know, bald. If I've got hair, great. But if I don't have hair on top of my head, I just don't have hair on my head. So there.
I like that, man. Just embrace it, man. Go with it.
Just take it, you know. Yeah.
Just go with it, man. But here's the thing, man. This is a new journey.
Well, I tell you what. Before you give me the thing, we're about to run out of time. Tell everybody how to find Rick Ector.
Rick Ector, RICKECTOR. I'm legally armed in Detroit, and I'm at Detroit CCW. Over 2,500 videos on YouTube, and of course, every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Planet Rick descends upon the listening audience of Bill Frady, Lock and Load. It's been my pleasure. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, now that we've gotten over all of the drama of the heart failure nonsense and gotten that out of the way, maybe we can get back on track and get on schedule and, you know, if things go right, come time when Rick is training people, there'll be two bald heads out there side by side. But I'll have headphones on probably.
Well, man, look, there's this ambitious firearms instructor in Metro Detroit who's got 1,400 women or so that will be trained on how to operate a firearm in Metro Detroit. So look at your schedule, man. You're more than welcome to join us.
Okay. I will do so. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, too. Thank you.
My pleasure and honor. Catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to get back into the 1911 University with Joe Chambers. He's been expanding things a little bit. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.